Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
No, here's what I would say, though, to your point about the defense can't stop anything. Then why punt at the end? Now, that's a Mike McDaniel decision. He's supposed to be a gutsy gambler guy. And I know, what was it, 4th and 17?
Fourth and 17.
If you know, we all watched the same game. If you know that they cannot stop, this is hard to say, the Carolina Panthers offense, why do you give them the ball back? Why? Even though you have three timeouts. Because all they need is one first down. So why do you give them the ball back? And I understand, 4th and 17, I think I saw that there's a 2% greater chance of getting the ball back or scoring, winning that game if you punt the ball. But, man, if you watch that game, and then the other thing is if you are going to punt, hey, maybe hustle the punt team out there so you're not lollygagging and the punt's coming, you know, with like a minute left to go. I thought it was a collapse. I thought it was an epic collapse. I'd watched it a season ago with Eberflus and the Bears, where and we've watched it with Mario with the Canes, to be quite honest. There's times where, you know, just at the end of the game, somebody looks like they're outclassed on the sidelines. And I thought Mike McDaniel, I just felt like by the end of that game, he didn't know if he was coming or going. He couldn't believe what he witnessed. Now, it is shocking how they cannot run the ball. And shocking how well the other team can run the ball on them. And so I can understand, I guess, at some point, maybe just acknowledging to yourself as a head coach, a coordinator, hey, we don't have the personnel. I can bang my head against the wall all I want. We don't have the personnel. So what's the difference? I punt, I go for it on 4th and 17. What's the I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. You know, he watched that errant pass to Jaylen Waddle on that final drive where you needed it. So he's probably thinking to himself, oh, 4th and 17, I'm going to get a receiver wide open and Tua's going to overthrow him by a mile. Or, okay, I punt it, but I know what's going to happen. We're going to give up a first down and there goes any chance of winning the game. And the only way that we won't give up a first down is if we cheat, which is what Jack Jones did. He got flagged for it that time.
Hawk, the real reason they punted is because McDaniel knows in order for our receivers to run 17 yards down the field, we need at least what, Crowder? 1.5, 2 seconds? You don't have that with Larry Borum and Cole Strange and Patrick Paul and Jonah Savainaya, who might be the worst player in the NFL right now. The worst player in the NFL.
He's certainly the worst at his position.
By far.
He made, 91? I don't still know the guy's name. He was looked like Warren Sapp. He just ran around Savainaya every time the ball was snapped. We are mashed potatoes putting snack pack on both lines of scrimmages. That's your answer. Why can't we run the ball? Our line is a snack pack. Why can't we stop the run? Our D-line is a snack pack.
Did I love a snack pack when I was a kid? You never had those, did you, Solana?
I had Jell-O, which made, like, the brand Jell-O made pudding. So that
right.
I my
right.
snack
but
pack
you didn't call
pudding.
Them snack packs, did
no,
you?
No, I called them
pudding.
Yeah,
we called Jell-O the little pudding cups. They were snack packs, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, did I snack love pack. A snack pack.
Do you love a snack pack as your D-tackle?
Not so much.
Did you see?
They should all have jerseys waiting for them in their lockers next week that say snack pack on the nameplate.
And, oh boy, Dowdle had to have 100 yards after contact. Once he got
They don't tackle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The linebackers? Minkah Fitzpatrick was whiffing. And I know he can play. He's a Pro Bowler.
But it's scheme, right?
I thought Anthony Weaver was going to have them play violent.
That's the best.
Did he say he was going to have them play violin? Did I hear him wrong?
He said he's going to have them play like violets.
Crowder, it has to be scheme, though, right? Look, I'm willing to say Chris Greer whiffed on Kenneth Grant. Like, fine. I don't think it's fair to do that to a rookie 5 games in, but fine, right? Like, we can say shouldn't have been taken that high up with Kenneth Grant. Guy can't play. He looks awful. They're relying on another rookie in that spot to play snaps. He doesn't look ready in Jordan Phillips. But how could the defensive line and the linebackers look that bad against the run? It has to be scheme.
No, that doesn't. You give me in that same – whatever that play is called, whatever they call it, base under roll, 7 adjusted. You give me Keith Trailer, Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter – JT, me and Zach in the middle, they would not have had 100 yards rushing. I don't care what the scheme was. You whoop somebody's ass in front of you and go make a play. Like, you have as many people as they have. We weren't playing with 10. We were playing with 11 like them, and they have a quarterback. So we actually have an advantage defensively because we don't have a quarterback. They're not – there. I promise you, I'm not defending Anthony Weaver. I swear. I watched the game – went back and watched it again and then watched the highlights this morning. I was traveling. I had nothing better to do. They are not violent. They do not penetrate. There's nobody in the backfield. Jalen Phillips and Chubb can get off the edge, but they don't run off the edge because they're like, okay, let Jalen and Chubb run up. They'll run up the field. We're going to go right in behind the ass, and there's no tackles or linebackers that are going to touch a soul. Oh, yeah, and if they do get over top to make this play, they're going to get a dowdled knee to the chest. They're going to fall down on the ground with their eyes closed, and he's going to haul ass for 50. It was that – I was a run-stopping guy. You mess with me about the pass coverage, yes. I'm not going to stay with the tight end, but about as long as Tua has to throw the ball, about 2 seconds. But stopping the run is something I was good at. It is embarrassing watching them try to play the run game. It's sad.
It was sad. That was sad to watch. Let's do
Did you see the formation?
Headlines.
When he was next to the quarterback, but he was like a yard behind him, and you knew they were running the same play there that they just ran to the other side. There was nobody pointing. There was nobody. You don't remember that thing Zach used to do where he started hopping towards.
So just going through the motions.
They're looking at their keys. They're in the same formation, but the tight end's on the other side and the running back's on the opposite side, but he's behind the quarterback. You think he's trying to block from behind the quarterback? I was about to cuss. You think he can't do anything from there but run the ball? They're running this football opposite side. The RPO action is exactly what they're doing. Nobody moved that way. Nobody shifted. Nobody's communicating. They're out there just – they're not playing football. They're on the field trying to figure out what's going on out here, fellas. That was a disgusting display of run defense. It was getting – every time I watched a highlight or a play, it was just – like my hair was raising up on the back of my neck. I was like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Which angers me more, hearing you talk about it that way, angers me more that they punted the ball away with a minute 20 to go. Said, yeah, we'll stop you this time. all right. All right. We waited now. Now we're going to get by. Now,
figure it out.
Oh, we're going to stop you. Headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
All right. Well, everybody, calm down. Florida Panthers are back on the ice tomorrow, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
And the Miami Heat play tonight as well. Let me get a round of applause for that as well.
Talk about it. Let's go. Let's go.
Preseason? Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.